first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then, which is like saying fourth. You following that? First, second, third, fourth, and then, and then, and then. That's kind of vague, huh? I shared this with a guy, and he said, "That's your interpretation." I didn't interpret anything yet. I just read it. First, second, third, and then. Well, let's look up the word first in the Greek there, pilgrim. I wonder what that means. I'm not sure how this slipped by, you know, because we surely don't practice this. We don't even know what it is. Prophets made a comeback, though, in the 80s and 90s, didn't they? Here they come. Here come the prophets. They came back. We're good with the prophets. You know, come on. Reading prophet books. You know, there's prophets in Kansas City who got some. We kept them there. Some of them leaked over to Carolina. You know, we're good with the prophets now. The prophets are good, you know. The senior leader in any environment in Protestantness, top of the food chain, look at the bulletin, flip it over. Some guys put it on the front, some guys put it on the back, but the senior leader is the senior pastor. Now look again, where's that fine pastor on there? If you're following in your Bible, go ahead and turn the page. Keep going, keep searching. No. What? Right. See, pastor didn't even make the top 10. Dang. Come on. How did we miss this? I don't know how we missed it. I know how we missed it. Each of the fivefold governors is an anointing. It's the way that we see things. There's an anointing that doesn't make you a just because you have a prophetic anointing doesn't make you a prophet. Just because you have a teaching anointing doesn't make you a fivefold teacher.